See, Tom wants this historic picture there, see, neither. Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry that others couldn't join us. I know Mike, one of the authors of the bill, is, I think, out of town, and Stan Watson has been delayed. We were expecting him, but we can't find him right now. But I want to welcome you all here. I think today the steps that we're taking are not only symbolic but substantive in the fact that we are repealing laws that had a stain upon Georgia's history. They were laws commonly referred to as Jim Crow laws, but the stain of segregation era laws from the Georgia code books. We know practically these have not been used, but nevertheless they remained on the books. I think it's all so appropriate that these be obliterated from that code section. We all know that these were intended as roadblocks for full citizenry participation in government and in the rights that government affords to our citizens, particularly in our public colleges, universities, and schools. And these have long since been invalidated by court decisions, repudiated by history. They've nevertheless remained on the books, and I think it was, again, the right thing to do to take them off. I want to thank Tyrone Brooks, who's for years talked about these issues and brought it to our attention. I want to thank Mike Cohen on the other side for working with Tyrone in a bipartisan way. To get to where we are here today, to introduce the bills and see them through the legislative process. So it was a overwhelmingly bipartisan effort. Again, as I indicated, Stan Watson, on behalf of the Black Caucus, worked with the legislature and with us in this effort, and it was all of us. So today, I think, is another important step in the ongoing process of putting real meat to the process of the process of racial reconciliation in Georgia, in our state. And I'm proud to sign the repeal of these laws from a rather tragic era in our past. So, guys, if you'll join me, bind me over here, then we'll sign these bills.